Hi, this is a dictation for Deborah Simpson, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Deborah Simpson, date of birth is 6-2-1983, date of accident 12-24-2022, date of service is 4-1-2025. The patient presents for a follow-up visit today. She missed her visit last month, at this time, patient has a moderate pain in the neck area and the lower back area to the tune of 6-7 without any radiculopathy. It doesn't report any headaches now, as well as no pain in the middle of the back, no pain in the arms or the leg. She's able to continue her work, full-time duty job, which is a light duty. Overall pain is reported to be 7 without any weakness of the arms or legs. She's able to walk reasonably well, and ADLs are affected to the tune of 7, according to her, and she reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for the ADLs, for system review, and for additional history, as well as the medications, which is Tramadol. Substance abuse, none, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 119/80, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit as dated 2-6-2025, dictation number 0414-012. There are no changes in her physical exam. And diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue medications, which are as follows, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for 30 days for anti-inflammatory effect, Acefax, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram, 50 milligram every 8-hour PRN, 120 tablets are provided for the pain relief. Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief. Zoloft is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient has been ordered a discharge of physical therapy as she is almost recovered with the maximum relief potential, and she is released to regular duty. She is also informed that she can be discharged from our services as well. She insists on getting some more injections to the SI joint that has helped her, as well as the lumbar injection for epidural. We will evaluate her on the next visit and try to see if she needs any further treatment. She is advised to do a home therapy, home yoga, exercise, stretching, and traction. Thank you.